Welcome to Faith is the Victory podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, God is Faithful, Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. When we think of God's creation, one cannot help but be in awe of the wisdom of God, the inner workings of the earth and all the universe. The sun, the moon, the stars make one step back and revere the awesome handiwork of Almighty God. The earth itself is a masterful timepiece, taking 24 hours to make one revolution, and 1 year, 365.25 days, to traverse an orbit around the sun. And in that year, God shows forth his goodness and faithfulness to all who walk in covenant with him and love him. If one will step back and consider the happenings that have taken place in the past year and consider God's hand at work in that time, I believe we can all agree that one word best describes God's interactions with his people: faithfulness. God's faithfulness is not a secret that he is keeping from his people. No, he has revealed it to his people by his word. Therefore, it belongs to us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29:29. Yes, we must know that God is the faithful God, and he is inseparable from his faithfulness. So let's get familiar with what God's faithfulness entails. The faithfulness of God speaks to his unchanging nature and character, which is categorized as an immutable attribute of God. Since he revealed himself in Scripture as unchanging, we can forever be sure that he will always be that to all generations. That's because he is faithful. He is faithful to his word, and he is faithful in his word. He will not violate his faithfulness or fail to see it come to pass in the lives of those who love him and trust him. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." In 1923, Thomas O. Chisholm penned the words to the hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness." And in the prose of that hymn are the words that describes God's immutability. "There is no shadow of turning with thee." What beautiful words those are that he penned so long ago. God never changes, and that is a certainty. So as we look to Scripture, we find those words in James 1:17, where we read, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." God is unchanging, and he is faithful. He is the faithful God, and I praise the Lord that he is faithful. He is faithful to you. He is faithful to me. There are many times in Scripture that God reveals his faithfulness to his people. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Lord tells us of his faithfulness in his dealings with his people. He knows that the enemy wants nothing better than to upset and destroy our standing and confidence in God. He does this by throwing things at us that will, through sin, cause us to lose heart and quit the fight. But in that scripture, God tells us, "There is no temptation taken but such as is common to man." Nothing that comes at us in the form of temptation to sin is unique to us as individuals. You are not the only one to have faced this trial. And that's good to know, because when one is facing a temptation and a trial, it feels as though we are all alone and no one has ever faced this before. That's the lie Satan brings with the temptation. He wants you to think that you're the problem and that there is no hope. But the scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13 goes on, "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able." God knows our frame. He knows what we are capable of withstanding. And understand this, the temptation is not from God. God is not tempted by evil, and he does not tempt you and me with evil. He doesn't tempt any man, woman, boy, or girl with evil. No, he does just the opposite. He makes certain that no temptation is more than you can bear, more than you can endure. Listen to the last part of verse 13 again. "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." God is faithful. God is faithful. He will not allow his children to face more than they can bear. He will make a way for us to overcome right in the middle of the temptation. We must know this. We must understand this. We must believe this. We must trust him in this because it's the truth. God is with us, helping us and strengthening us. So lay hold of this word today, which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4:13. Let's always remember, God is the faithful God which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, Deuteronomy 7:9. Friends, I'm going to say amen to this encouraging word today, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. So if you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. And friends, I want to remind you, there is no other name under heaven given among men but that great name of Jesus, whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. For Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," John 14:6. So let me encourage you to bow your knee to Jesus today and call upon the name of the Lord, turning completely to him. Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess Jesus as your Lord, Romans 10:9-10. If you have done this, you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. Brand new in you, 1 Corinthians 5:17. Friends, before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center Church website at fccairo.com, fccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has blessed you. Well, thank you again for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr., of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.